Yeah, look, our objective this evening, Finbar, was to get 2 points on the board to give us an opportunity to compete in a Munster final. We did that. Maybe Clare were a bit flat tonight. You know, they hadn't won. They lost their first two games. You know, that they just couldn't get out of the blocks. But I suppose we were very well. We had our guard up. We had seen some strange results in this grade around the country over the last number of weeks. And we just wanted to make sure that if we weren't, you know, the fall guys to one of those results tonight, like, you know.
Emphatic first half performance, 4 goals, 1 disallowed, and some quality scores amongst that lot.
Yeah, look, I thought the forward unit moved reasonably well. You know, Clare attacked in numbers, and then when we turned them over, they left themselves exposed at the back. And then we were able to counter-attack well. And once we moved the ball in quickly, the boys inside did the job, like, you know.
You made 6 changes, I think, five or six changes from the last. Was that deliberate, or was it an opportunity to give guys a game, or what other thinking was behind it?
Yeah, look, there's been a bit of illness in the camp over the last couple of weeks, so we're kind of just minding fellas in that department. One or two little knocks as well, so that forced us into a couple of changes, nothing serious. But look, we were keen to see some players who hadn't got any championship action. Like, I see Aaron Mannix, like tonight, thought he was outstanding. Looked like a young lad playing in goal there for years. 3 great 1-on-1s, kickouts were excellent. Kearney came on, you know, opened up the park there with his pace, blistering pace. You know, Fionnán Leahy again, never wore the Cork jersey before. This is his second appearance in a Cork jersey. And again, Buckley there tonight, I thought was good. But look, overall, look, absolutely delighted. As I said to you, our objective was to get a win, and we just look forward and can't wait for next Wednesday.
To be fair to Clare, they were a bit better in the second half. They got some nice points. I suppose the mindset of the Corklers, this is done and dusted, and you do tend to slacken off.
Yeah, but like our message at half time, we were treating this as a nil-nil half, like, you know. And at the end of the day, I think we drew or we lost the second half by a point, you know. So there was a lot of sloppiness there. To be fair to Clare, they kicked some lovely long-range points, you know, some real from distance, you know. And they have some very good players, but maybe they just didn't click tonight. Maybe the motivation wasn't there, I'm not too sure. But look, all we can do is mind ourselves and mind our own house and play what's in front of us, and that's what we did. And I thought we'd done it very well tonight, certainly for 40 minutes.
It all means now, Ray, back to playing Kerry again, down in Tralee, we believe, next Wednesday night, 4 weeks in a row. But an opportunity not only to progress, but to redress what you feel was a poor performance against the same opposition last week.
Yeah, look, next Wednesday, Munster final. I mean, that's what we're in it for. You know, you can't beat going down to Tralee on a Wednesday night. You know, the noise, and please God, the weather will be good. Bit of a crowd there, you know, the atmosphere, it's what we do it for. You know, I said to the boys all along, like playing for Cork, like, they have a duty to their county. But I also said, like, I mean, at the end of the day, playing for Cork doesn't put a roof over their head or bread on the table, you know. They have to concentrate on their studies. And, like, anything we've asked of the 36 players, they've just given it 120%. And I just cannot commend them enough for their work, not just in the training ground, but also outside of there, what James McLean and Martin ask them to do outside, you know, off the field, like, you know.
Cork and Kerry, it takes on a life of its own. And there's no doubt there was probably a bit of shadow boxing here last week by both sides.
Yeah, look, that word has been used a lot now in the last 2 weeks, is shadow boxing. But at the end of the day, Tomás O'Shea didn't come down here to lose last week. We certainly didn't come out here to lose. You know, there was a lot of mistakes in that first half. Both teams looked very nervous. And look, I think at this level, especially the team that makes the least amount of mistakes, you know, and can keep their scoring efficiency at a reasonable percentage, generally comes out on top, like, you know.
There was criticism of last year's format. The format has changed this year, and it still ends up Cork and Kerry. So you can't please everyone.
No, look, it's certainly better than what it was, like straight knockout like last year. You know, Bobby had a game against Limerick, and then the following week it was all over, like, you know, the Munster final, unfortunately. But no, look, you'd even look at Clare and Tip. Spoke to Michael Nealon after the game. Like, they've had 6 really competitive games, you know what I mean? And for the development, and even though the result didn't go his way, he said this is exactly where we need to be, you know, in terms of if Clare want to push on to be, you know, competing in Munsters and that, you know. But the format is brilliant. We've had 3 competitive games now. We've used, I think, 26 different players. I'm open to correction on that. But, you know, I still say, like, the provincials probably are, you know, they're getting closer to maybe to being done away, and maybe a Champions League, Europa League kind of format, you know. So to give the weaker counties, so-called weaker counties, an opportunity, you know, to compete, because you see some of the droppings that some teams get, you know. And it's not, if you're an 18-year-old and you're getting beaten by 30 points, like, what's the incentive to go back and play Gaelic football, like, you know? So, but yeah, look, overall, it's a good system at the moment.
An hour for another day, but against that then, Louth beat Dublin last night, which was a huge surprise.
Yeah, look, everyone was talking about, you know, Dublin, Meath and Kildare, which who was going to come out of Leinster. I knew Louth were good. We were supposed to play them in a friendly there recently, but we couldn't work it out. But I saw them last night on television. They're very athletic. They're big, powerful men. They have a midfielder there. So you can pull balls out of the sky, like, you know. But that's just this the nature of this age group, like, you know. It's all on the night, like, you know.
And what's the plan out for the week? Obviously, a bit of rest and recovery and then focus on Kerry.
Rest and recovery. We'll have a management meeting now in the next 48 hours. Just about our plan for the week, and we just can't wait for next Wednesday. You know, that's what we're in for.